This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Forever and ever, I've been here, and I hope that that's the case. Forever and ever, opening up the week, opening up this hour, Monday, the 14th of November, almost halfway through the month of November. You see that beautiful, big, full moon? I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of lots of different things to talk about in this hour of Good Day. Perhaps Kara Schillen will jump in with a thought or two. You certainly are welcome to jump in. There are plenty of people who have shared thoughts. Apparently, I created some kind of a commentary storm on Twitter with my comments on the validity of the Electoral College. These are my opinions. I base my opinions on my feelings, my thoughts, my intuition, what I read, what I hear, what I know, what I feel, as you are welcome and encouraged to do the same. Do them. Whatever, there are no right and wrong answers here, no right or wrong thoughts. I happen to believe that I'm right. You may believe you're right, and we may not disagree. I mean, we may disagree, may not agree. I don't have a problem with most of the protesting that's going on in the country, because I think that there ought to be more of it that is constructive. What I do have a problem with are these idiots, these morons, these people who are protesting, they know not what. They may not like Donald Trump because of things that he said, but he hasn't done a damn thing yet. So what are you protesting? Protest away, but you sound silly and you look silly. And, well, what's deeper than that, there are things being done in the name of a newfound freedom, and I sort of put quotes around that. People who are Donald Trump, they say they're Donald Trump supporters, or they say that they feel like they have a real president now so they can do obscene things in the name of that new so-called freedom that they found. Well, hopefully, I'd like to see a couple of things done. One, I'd like to see Barack Obama and Donald Trump have a joint press conference as soon as possible to decry the violence, encouraging people to express themselves, which is a fundamental tradition and right, and something that has been dormant in my mind for too long. Express yourself. Remember that old song? Express yourself? Yes. We do it on the radio all the time. That's what this is for. This is sort of like some of the news talk radio conversations are kind of like the cap off of the pressure cooker. Vox populi. And the traditions that are 30-some-odd years old of really good expressive radio conversations. This is, and the social media is an expression as well. It's an extension of that expression. But for God's sakes, understand what you're saying and why you're saying it. 74% of the people in this country say the election was legitimate. There's a vast partisan split, even in the Republican Party. There are many people in the Republican Party who don't like Donald Trump. There are plenty of people who don't like him in the Democratic Party. There are plenty of people who just don't like him. But do you know why you don't like him? He said some stupid things 10, 11, 12 years ago. Inexcusable, unacceptable things. But that was yesterday. Obviously, a number of people didn't think that it was bad enough to keep him from being president. They thought he was a better choice, even with all of that baggage, than Hillary Clinton and all her baggage. So, now, what do we, but you go out and you protest. I'm going to suggest that many of those people, Kara, who are your age and younger, who are out protesting, many of them didn't vote. The numbers of people your age and younger who voted, paltry in comparison to what was the situation in 2008 and even 2012 when there were 20 million, but there were certainly 10 million fewer votes cast. And it's about what people were enthused about. or not enthused about. But the other side of this coin is that you have no business, no right, and you ought to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law if you're doing something, whether in the protests or you've taken this so-called freedom and you've used it to go after minorities and to go after people who are here that may be of questionable status even. That's not our tradition. Our tradition is to hold near and dear, and this is what I learned in school, whether you learned it in school, maybe you didn't learn it in school. Maybe you just are so full of hate. Maybe you're so full of anger. And there's two different, the angry is good. I'm angry. I'm angry about all this stuff. It taking away, it's sort of sucking the blood out of what could be time spent creating a way to heal some of the wounds that were caused by Trump and his stupidity and Mrs. Clinton and her dishonesty. I don't think Trump is stupid, but I don't think he's been smart at how he's presented himself. He didn't need to go as far as he went. I was reading a profile of him yesterday, and one of the newspapers, the people that work for him, say he's someone who doesn't spend a lot of time thinking stuff. He just wants to do it, get it done. He surrounds himself with good people mostly, although I'm looking at some of the people that he's talked, this Rince Priebus, the Republican guy, he was trying to keep Trump off the ticket, for God's sakes. Why would he put him in charge of it? He's the White House, not the press secretary, but he's his chief of staff. Let's see if they get things done. I guess really the bottom line where the rubber hits the road is wait until he's done something and let's praise him for what's good. And let's look at and examine and try to react to the things that aren't good that we can find in the collective. Three quarters of Americans accept Donald Trump's victory. So the rest of you get over it. Protest, yes. Violence, no. And so the number of people marching in New York, 10,000 over the weekend, and almost that many in some California venues. To be critical or to not understand that we need to have something done first, it reminds me, the protests, the anger, remind me of the Vietnam days, but there was something really concrete to protest. The war was wrong. And we were sending American lives there for no good reason. Why didn't we do that? Why didn't we protest during the Obama administration the fact that he said we're going to get out of Afghanistan and Iraq, and we didn't do it? And American men and women are still being killed. For what? Nothing. Zero. Nada. Why are we protesting that? Or you want to really protest something about the system, whether you believe or you don't believe, you're happy because the Electoral College got Donald Trump in, and without it, he wouldn't be there. And so maybe that's good for some of you. But in the reality, the people who are railing against the system or who are railing against Donald Trump ought to be protesting. If you really understood what was going on, you wouldn't have anything to protest if we didn't have the Electoral College. I want Donald Trump to do a good job. I want him to be a great president. I want him to do what's best by most of us. And if you look at it that way, then you wait and you give him a chance. But in the meantime, there are some hateful people, nasty Americans, gross, just pukey people doing really horrible things in the name of what they think Donald Trump stands for, or because he said we have to get all the immigrants out, or he says something about Muslims, or whatever. There is this teamwork being done by ignoramuses in this country trying to make that message the most important one. Will we clean things up? Do things need to be cleaned up? Yeah. The pendulum has gone too far one way, so now it goes the other way. But to spend all this time, expend all this effort, and to do some of these really nasty things, you people suck. Those of you who are doing that's my bottom line with it. And I hope that everybody who does something that is un-American gets prosecuted. It's illegal. Prosecute them. If it's un-American, we don't stand for it. We shout them down. We put them down. That's what I think ought to happen. So those are my thoughts on this, on the world stage, the American stage. And I'll leave you to comment as you will. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. Like us and comment on facebook.com/DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 16 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flapjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
It's almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving, too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who. Ho, ho, ho! The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Right, 19 after the hour. So it's time for our news voice quiz, 888-302-3684. Over the weekend, this gentleman created quite a stir, and I think it was more positive than negative. See if you can identify his voice. He's a famous entertainer. Who is this?
If someone threatened our president, that is the only time that I'd want him to be stereotypically black. We'd be on the news like an assassination attempt was carried out today on the United States president. In a bizarre sequence of events, the president himself was armed, fired back, killing four people that had nothing to do with the incident. He then ripped off his shirt, screamed out Chi-Town for some reason.
888-302-3684. This person is very controversial. He's usually responsible for things, saying things that can't be aired on the air, although he's done a lot of air work. So who is it? Very important part of Saturday Night Live this past Saturday. 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. 888-302-DOUG. Identify that voice, please. It's 21 past the hour now here.
T. Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Another summer day has come and gone away from Paris and Rome.
For those of you who are fans of Michael Bublé, you may have heard this week that his child Noah has leukemia, and so he and his wife have taken that news and decided to devote all their time to helping this youngster, who also has liver cancer, has started chemotherapy. You can imagine what kind of shape the parents are in terms of being concerned about their son. They live in Buenos Aires. I guess that's where his wife is from, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's the case. So it took a long time for them to find out what was wrong. First they thought he had the mumps, and then they thought he had a throat infection, and then they thought he had mono. But they went through an ultrasound process, which is a fabulous thing. Every time I go get my physical from Dr. Ken, I get the ultrasound, because that's really what tells you what's going on, what problems there may be in your body. So they've flown to Los Angeles, and there is good news connected to this. It'll take 4 months of treatment, but it gives them a 90% chance of beating this cancer.
That's really good. As a parent, you have to hold on to those numbers. I mean, I know it's difficult, but at least it gives you some hope.
You do. Right. Yep, exactly. 25 past the hour, musical portion of this hour of the program, focusing now on Don Henley. This is a little more negative than the last story. He's one of the founding members of the Eagles. Henley added his voice to the chorus of those who decried the decision by the U.S. Registry of Copyright. Interesting that this lady, Maria Polente, was removed from her position by the new Librarian of Congress, Carla Hayden, because of people in the music industry being upset about the way they look at the music rights questions. Apparently, Ms. Polente has been a very supportive person for musical artists. Henley says she was a champion of copyright and other issues, stood up for the creative community, which is one of the things that got her fired. The librarian wants free content, and the Library of Congress has gone down the road of supporting paying all these artists for their work. And this is a kind of a confusing reality because nobody really quite knows what the right side of the street is on this. Motion Picture Association of America, Senator Hatch of Utah, as well as publishers and songwriters, also come out against the move. It's a major affront to copyright laws. Now, one wonders why they would do this late in the Obama administration. That's what I'd wonder, Jennifer.
Yeah, this has just become such a murky area with copyright because of Spotify and, you know, so many listeners. Like, I listen to Spotify and I listen to Pandora and all of these different places, and
they didn't
want
to pay, and they ought to pay because the radio stations have to pay, so why shouldn't they have to pay?
Yeah, but it's hard because you've seen Taylor Swift and so many other artists coming out and saying, hey, we're, you know, making all of this music and people are enjoying it and we're not getting paid for it.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's so murky now.
Right. And the lady who was the Register of Copyrights was in favor of these people being paid, and she was dumped out of her job. I think that's what the concern is here, if I read it correctly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of concern, ticket prices and how you pay and what you pay, the 13th annual Billboard Touring Conference and Awards kicked off this week in Beverly Hills with a discussion of the battle of ticket resellers on the secondary market. Man, we have a scalping problem, we got a pricing problem. And so what are they going to do about it? A lot of agents were at this meeting and managers, record executives tackling the issue. Adele and Bruce Springsteen, you know, their tours sell out in seconds.
I know.
And the fans can't, you know, they have to pay 3-4 times what the ticket price is to get in.
Best thing that happens with Garth Brooks is that he sells every ticket for $66, no matter where you are in the place, first come, first serve.
Yep.
And when people know that's the price, it's really difficult for scalpers to start pushing.
So they all should do it, right?
Exactly.
28 after the hour.
If you don't know the difference between torque and horsepower, and there is a difference, then stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
It's a common misconception that horsepower is a measure of an engine's muscle. Successful Farming's engine man, Ray Bohack, says, nope, that's torque.
So torque actually does the work. We buy torque, we drive torque, we feel torque going down the road, we feel torque in the field, when we're harvesting, we're running a combine, that's torque that's doing the work. But we put the metric of horsepower on it as a qualifier, and that's not 100% accurate.
Bohack says we tend to buy more horsepower than we need for the job. He also says that a diesel engine in a pickup is seldom necessary for how you'll be using the truck. And he adds the gas engine package is also about $8,000 cheaper. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body, but then it drops, ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally, you're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop, it's under the light.
Deck of the chairs on the Titanic. No, that's not really true. A lot of things going on, lots of things to talk about, lots of things to extend our brain into. Help yourself to the Expression Express. 888-302-3684. Okay, so I have the 2020 voice, news voice quiz. I played very quickly, or Kara did, the audio from Saturday Night Live. And so what I'm going to do is go back and play it one more time to give other people a chance to be heard. Matter of fact, there are a couple of people that I inadvertently zonked because I was misusing a piece of equipment that I have here. So those people, if you want to be back in and considered, 888-302-3684. Whose voice is this?
If someone threatened our president, that is the only time that I'd want him to be stereotypically black. We'd be on the news like an assassination attempt was carried out today on the United States president in a bizarre sequence of events. The president himself was armed, fired back, killing four people that had nothing to do with the incident. He then ripped off his shirt, screamed out Chi-Town for some reason.
Right. Now, you can. This is not about whether you think that's funny or not, just the voice, to identify the voice and get yourself a swell prize. 888-302-3684. Who is that fellow who was on Saturday Night Live? There was, I think, he may have been a moderately calming influence on what's going on. I have an example of what I was talking about, by the way, the kind of foolish thing that's going on in the name of Donald Trump. And I will pass that along to you in a few minutes. First, though, I want to go through a couple of other things that are here and worth a comment or two from the weekend. The government of the United States issued a travel warning for those who are contemplating going to North Korea. Why would anybody go to North Korea? There is a, they're supposedly using tourism money to fund their nuclear weapons program. But beside that, who in their right mind would want to go to North Korea? Here's the story behind the story.
The warning says the country funnels money from a variety of sources into its nuclear weapons program. It says it's entirely possible the country could be taking tourism money for the same purpose. U.S. citizens traveling in the East Asian country also face a heightened risk of long-term arrest or detainment. The State Department said North Korea has unduly harsh sentences for actions the U.S. would not consider crimes, like taking unauthorized photos or criticizing the government in any way. The report also notes at least 14 U.S. citizens have been detained in the country over the past decade. The State Department urges citizens to consider what they might be supporting by traveling to the country.
You gotta be out of your mind. Are you nuts? Okay, well, there it is, the official government position on those who are contemplating going to North Korea. I just wouldn't give anybody a visa. Don't let them go. That's it. Then you have everybody, you know, that's not the way our government is organized, but, you know, for some reason, some people haven't got any common sense.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard stories of people going over there for mission work, but I almost feel like it's pointless because, yeah, you know, the government over there isn't going to let you do anything and if they find out what you're doing, then who knows, you might be arrested. So it's, yep, I think you're better off just not going.
All right, from the good news department, at least the way I read it, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is officially dead. That story after we find someone who has the identity of the gentleman whose voice you heard a few moments ago. Let's start with Robert in Chambersburg. Hi, Robert.
Hey, good morning, Doug.
Morning to you, sir. How are we doing?
Oh, very good. On my way to work. So I'm going to guess that it's comedian D.L. Hughley.
You know, that's a great guess. I don't think his voice quite has that timbre to it, but it's a very good guess. I can see where you might think that. Not the right one, though, Robert. Thank you. Say hi to all of our friends in Chambersburg. Appreciate your input. Let's go to John, who's in Tucson. Hi, John. Welcome.
How's it going?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Good. That's good. Just here at work and just listening to your broadcast.
You're on the way to work or you're at work?
I'm already here. I'm at work.
What do you do?
I'm a jet engine mechanic over at Davis-Monthan Air Force, active duty.
Oh, my God, what a great place. I have driven around that base. I wish I knew you. Maybe the next time I drive through there on Interstate 10. There's something about that place that fascinates me. All of the old planes that are sitting on the ground, and I know a lot of you who are working on them, you take parts off of old planes and put them on the same model that's still being used, that sort of thing. Not unlike what they do up the road. On the other side of 10, what is it, about 10 miles up the road where they park all of the, it's like 300 or more commercial jets that are up there. They do the same thing with some of them, right?
Right. You're correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I'm glad that you're there and working your way. Who do you, whose voice do you think that was from SNL?
That was Dave Chappelle.
Did you see the broadcast?
I sure didn't, but that's pretty familiar voice.
Yeah, that is. He was the host. Did you hear anything about what he said or what went on?
I did. I know he was speaking about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Writing something about him arming himself just in case of any kind of detrimental.
Yeah, a lot of people thought that it was a good way to the characters that were on Alec Baldwin playing Trump and the other lady from whose name I can't remember who's on SNL. I don't watch it much anymore, but they're back and forth for a month or so. Appropriate for that to be gone, and whether you think that this from the approach was healing or not. There are lots of jokes that came out, and I think that's the kind of stuff we have to do to kind of quiet everybody down, calm everybody down. I will tell you, though, that I think there are some... I'm a farmer, as you may know, in addition to being a broadcaster, and I've looked at there are people who are being picked to run, you know, they're already putting together, they're assembling a team. And what I saw doesn't please me as to who they want to put in the agriculture department. Big food lobbyists that come from Dean Foods, which is a horror show for the dairy industry anyway. So it'll be interesting to see how that all works out. All right, John, good to have the conversation with you. If you don't mind holding on for a second, we'll get some information, send you a copy of this book by Maria Trilogy called Life is Good When You Do the Work. All right, let's go back to another item. I said this was good news. And for me, as a farmer, it's good news. And for you, as a consumer of good food, hopefully that's what you are, this is good news as well. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is officially dead. Here's the wrap on that.
President Barack Obama has officially deserted the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The administration gave up on the deal Friday as leaders in Congress reportedly said it wouldn't pass after the results of the 2016 presidential election, despite having overwhelming support from Republicans a little over a year ago. President-elect Donald Trump has spoken out against the deal several times and called it a disaster. In recent months, the U.S. has experienced an apparent wave of anti-trade sentiment. If passed, the TPP would have linked the U.S. to 11 other countries and cut tariffs on a variety of goods.
Well, you know, that's a specious. It sounds good to say that it would have been good if we cut the prices on various goods. It doesn't tell you what happens to the other goods or to the American family farm and the American family farmer. Believe me, if you don't listen to anything else I say or believe anything else I say, believe what I tell you about what's going on in agriculture, because I've got my credentials there. And the Trans-Pacific Partnership was an... you can hear. I can't say on the air. I'm trying to find the right words. How horrible that Trans-Pacific Partnership would have been for the food supply. Now, having said that, looking at some of these lobbyists that are being considered for jobs in the agriculture department, we'll have to wait and see what other kind of horror show may await. But see, that's the kind of stuff I'm saying. You want to protest those things when they actually are put into place. That's what I think makes a whole lot of sense. If you're a person who drinks a lot of sugary drinks, soda pop, et cetera, you'll be interested in our next conversation in a few moments here on Good Day.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
A friend of mine recently interviewed a potential employee who she thought seemed like a good fit for the job. So she called the former employer, who was listed as a reference just to be sure. Reference checking is routine due diligence for businesses, but this former employer said, "I can confirm that he worked here, but on the advice of our lawyer, I can't tell you anything at all about him." Many business people are given similar advice, and it makes references meaningless for the employer and the employee. We should look through the lens of liberty and realize that we are letting lawsuits and the fear of lawsuits destroy our common sense, our entrepreneurial spirit, and our system of free enterprise.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
47 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The soda that you're drinking, those sugary drinks that you enjoy, well, if you live in San Francisco, Oakland, if you live in Albany, Boulder, you live in Cook County, this past election, this past week, there were a number of ballot issues that affect what you pay, kind of like what happened in New York City a few years ago under Mayor Bloomberg. Here's the breakdown of the costs for the soda tax.
1 or 2 cents might not seem like much, but it can definitely add up over time, which is the point. Let's say you get a 12-pack of Diet Coke each week. That 144 fluid ounces is going to cost you $2.88 in taxes in Boulder. Assuming you buy a pack a week, multiply that by 52 weeks a year, and you've just spent about $150 in soda tax. Advocates for these taxes hope the increased fee will sway people not to buy sugary drinks, which contribute to health problems like diabetes and obesity.
Okay, so there you go. The most expensive tax imposed so far in Boulder, Colorado, 2 cents per ounce. That's what you get. 2 cents per. This is a lot of money.
Yeah,
if you're an avid soda drinker.
Has this worked in New York? Because I feel like if you're drinking soda, and I mean, I drink soda occasionally, then you know it's bad for you, and you know you shouldn't be drinking it. So I don't know if. And especially if it's if it's only a little bit of money at a time, even though it adds up, I'm just not sure that it will be enough of a thing, especially if people are, like, addicted to it.
Well, that's where the rubber hits the road. It's like tobacco, the tobacco tax. It has, in many instances, it has been a good way to keep people from smoking. It's discouraged people from smoking. This probably will have some impact on the light soda drinker, but if you're really into it, it may not, unless it, you know, it becomes more expensive. But I don't have a problem with it. People yell at the radio. I think stuff's horrible for you, like smoking is. It's 10 before the hour here.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time. If you have a tech question or a tech tip you'd like to share, you can tweet it at us. Be sure to use the hashtag Tech Talk. When you go to, you follow us at Twitter at DJB Show. Help yourself. A lot of things going on. We are not perfect. We don't know all the answers. We don't fix all the problems. Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes you make mistakes because we're all sort of floating around here on the same planet doing the same things. If everything was perfect and everything worked well, there'd be nothing to talk about. I mean, think about it that way. If there were no people screwing things up, then what would we talk about? We'd have nothing to... it's too bad that that's what it is, in a sense. I mean, you can say that kind of in a fun way, but things are going like Chris Christie. Yeah. That stuff. I find that all of this stuff is really fascinating. All right, anyway, so as far as Tech Talk is concerned, we have an equation that I think you'll find pure magic in a moment. So stand by for that. Information from Victoria here on Tech Talk.
The Military Order of the Purple Heart, made up of veterans who received the Purple Heart Medal, was congressionally chartered in 1958. The Purple Heart Foundation, the fundraising arm, supports a number of programs and services dedicated to helping all veterans and their families. One way that we can honor the sacrifice that military vets made for our country is to help the foundation assist veterans and their families. Past commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart, Bill Hutton.
The Purple Heart Foundation assists all veterans and families with suicide prevention, support for brain injuries, counseling for post-traumatic stress, and women's health issues, all common challenges for returning veterans. The foundation also provides scholarships, family and VA claims assistance, employment training, medical care, education, housing, death, and burial benefits.
For more information and how you can donate, visit PurpleHeartFoundation.org.
All right, so Victoria, this combination, here's an equation. Google plus Harry Potter equals pure magic for the fans of the franchise. So what's going on?
This is very cool, and this is the one time I think I'm actually jealous of all Android users. As an iPhone user, I never often have envy.
I just tossed my Android phone away, so don't be making me feel bad about that.
I know, and Kara, you were a lifelong Android user, and now you just switched to iPhone.
Yeah, I just got an iPhone last week, so.
And unfortunately, and I know you and I both love Harry Potter, so. Well, the new prequel to Harry Potter, to the Harry Potter franchise, is called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. That hits the theaters on November 18th and stars Eddie Redmayne. Google is making the entire experience even more magical. They're giving Android users the ability to cast spells on their phone. They're literally turning their phones into magic wands. It's super cool. All you need to do, if you are an Android user, all you need to do is say, okay, Google, which is the command, like, hey, Siri. And then you can actually name spells like Lumos and Nox, and that turns your flashlight on and off, or Silencio, and that mutes the sounds and notifications on your phone automatically. Google is also getting into the Harry Potter spirit by they've updated their Google Maps, so you can see the streets of 1926 New York, which is the setting for Fantastic Beasts, and on the new maps you get an up-close personal view of key locations in the film. It is an interactive experience that is getting rave reviews, and it's called Google Allo, that's the messaging app, and it now comes with Fantastic Beasts themed stickers, and they have a whole page dedicated just for Potterheads. So I am super jealous. I am a Potterhead, and I am super jealous that I don't have a Google.
Better to be a Potterhead than a Pothead, I'm guessing. Under the circumstances, yes. All right, so that's something for you to consider. Here's something else. YouTube has changed the way they take comments from you. There are lots of different ways you can make comments, I guess, on YouTube. I don't spend much time there, but it is, I think, isn't it the second most viewed facility when it comes to technology in the world, YouTube?
Yes, if not the most, yes.
All right, what's going on there?
Well, YouTube creators have been dealing with a lot of heat from trolls and online haters. And as we know, as this election has taught us, I mean, you know, nothing is sacred anymore. Everyone is just an online bully at this point. And so so YouTube people who put out their own channels and they put out their own shows or information bits, they have been dealing with so many trolls and there's no way to block them. So now YouTube has finally stepped in and they said, okay, we're putting the control back in the hands of the actual YouTube creators. So if people want to say something negative, now the YouTube creators have the right and the ability to block all the negative comments before they're ever even publicly posted, which is great. And I think that you're going to see social media go in this direction for sure.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
All social media?
I think so, yeah.
Really? Okay. Interesting. Put that together. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, folks. It's 59 past the hour with DJ V.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.